It is Hank FM, and it's why.
This is why we can't have nice things.
Why we can't have nice things begins, well, with an ill-advised game of Will It Floats. So, weather was pretty dicey Monday afternoon and evening, especially in the northern counties, and that is where it places us in Ponder, Texas. And the Ponder Fire Department, as crews were called, just after noon, where they found a man inside of his car in fast-moving water, requiring a water rescue. Now, Ponder doesn't have a swift water team, so they threw the man a rope in case the vehicle became dislodged, and then called Denton, who does, for help. Denton showed up, got close enough, and they got a life jacket on the guy. Just a great job, honestly. Guy crawled out of the car onto the fire engine and was promptly arrested. Yeah. Part of the reason is that road was washed out because they knew it would be, and it had barricades on either side of it. The guy drove around the barricades, and that is why he was arrested. So congrats, you're saved. Let's give you a place to dry off. Dum, 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 dum,
dum. There are a few things worse than a porch pirate taking off with your goodies. But would you have the guts to confront them in front of your own home? And what if the perpetrator was not human? Yep, another raccoon getting in on the action. This woman going viral for her approach to the situation.
Oh, this is fantastic here. I could find out what happened to it. There it is.
Literally walked up to me. Hi! You're so good. You're so good. Thank you for not attacking me! Hey, no thank you. Hey, no thank you. No. No!
Sorry.
Trouble, dum dum. You better run, run.
I like that one.
Thank you for not attacking me.
I want a raccoon. Oh, okay. This is not a good idea. Sweetwater, Texas there. So, Monday morning, a DoorDash driver alerted police after making a very strange delivery to a motel in Sweetwater, Texas. Stop me if you've heard this. A complete list of items has not been released yet, but word has it the delivery included trash bags, zip ties, bleach, a hatchet, and more. The person at least tried to disguise the order by adding a unicorn pool float. That was the outlier. But 42-year-old man named Neil Cooper placed an order on DoorDash for these things. And then after being notified, police showed up. Good thing they did. Forced their way in, found a hostage inside. The hostage was rescued, but they were later arrested on outstanding warrants. Sweetwater, Texas, ladies and gentlemen. Now, obviously a lot of questions about this, and they are going to get to the bottom of it. Some people are saying, though, I don't want my DoorDash driver making decisions on what my order means. My DoorDash driver always gives me extra, it seems, utensils because they think it's there's way more than just two people in the household. So I take that personally.
Does this guy even have a kitchen?
Yeah.
Taking your kids to work day, always fun. Well, almost always. If your job happens to be a thief, well, it's not going to end well. Darren Mitchell and Demia Dara had a wild time, allegedly helping themselves to some nice items at their local Walmart. They then carjacked a taxi driver, allegedly, headed to Philadelphia, and police eventually catching up with them, not to mention the baby. They brought along for all their festivities. They brought the baby. Not only to the Walmart, but to rip off the Walmart.
Child care is tough to find.
It is.
Shame on them.
Shame.
Shame.
Shame. Shame.
Let's go to Chicago. I don't know quite how the National Guard, if deployed, is going to handle this. But also on Monday was an eventful day. Downtown Chicago. Busy place. And a man known as the so-called Dread-Headed Cowboy took to the streets on Monday afternoon, riding and performing flips and tricks off a horse in downtown Chicago.
Okay.
Yeah. At one point, it was spotted. Officers tried to stop them, but to no avail. Now, this person, Adams Hollingsworth, they know about it. In 2020, he did this. 2023, was doing it through downtown Hammond, Indiana. And now it's downtown Chicago. CBS News Chicago asked police if people can ride a horse in downtown Chicago for travel. Chicago police, quote, could not provide an answer. They did say, however, they cannot legally ride a horse or a horse-drawn carriage downtown for commercial purposes. So just don't film a commercial and you're fine. Dum, 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 dum,
dum. That American dream now going to set you back $5 million. But what if you really want to go big? Lisa Finley found out the hard way as she tried to create an elaborate scheme claiming that Lisa Marie Presley owed her money before she passed away. So she decided to put up Graceland as collateral. Miss Finley also posed as several other people and had quite the elaborate scheme worked out. She'll now have lots of time to work on a different dream, the dream of freedom. She's serving 57 months in prison.
Hello. Dum, dum, dum,
dum, dum. Yeah, don't buy Graceland.
And then finally, a Georgia man, Tashawn Cameron Freeman, has been arrested for erratic behavior at a gas station. Tashawn was wearing only his underwear when he, there at the gas station of his choosing, decided to enter vehicles that were there without permission. And then once people objected to that, then when officers showed up, he very much resisted their ploys and arrest. He claimed, though, that's okay. You may have heard of me. I'm Beyonce.
Hey!
Sources close to the show believe he's not.
Dum, dum, yeah, dum, we dum, know dum, who that dum, is.
I don't want to presume innocent, but